Now call the July 15th, 2024 Board of Adjustment meeting back to order. Next case.
Case number 12968, Robert Clayton seeks a variance from the front yard setback requirement for an existing structure. Section 115-139 of the Sussex County Zoning Code. The property is located north of Sussex Lane within the Mariner's Cove Manufactured Home Park. The 911 address is 35573 Sussex Lane in Millsboro. The zoning district is VRP. The tax parcel is District 234, Map 25, Parcel 4, Unit 16899, Lot B24. The applicant is seeking a 6-foot variance from the 25-foot front yard setback requirement for a proposed deck. Sorry, I lost my note. And we have 0 letters of support, 0 letters of opposition, and 8 mail return.
Good evening, sir. Good evening. Mr. Sharp will swear you in.
Can you state your name and address for the record, please?
Put the microphone.
Yep. Your address.
Press the button on the microphone if you would. There you go.
Okay. My personal address? Okay. My name is Kevin Marmore. My address is 26319 Old Eastgate Drive.
Where? You need to keep that button. Once you hit it, it's fine. You know what?
Yeah, just leave it on.
There you go.
I'm
going to leave it on.
You swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
Yes, sir.
Thank you.
You may present your case, sir.
Okay. I'm representing Robert and Eva Clayton at the Sussex Lane address. The uniqueness of the property is it's one of two stick-built homes in the community, and it is actually runs parallel with the roadside versus like the mobile homes that go against it, okay? The increase of the 6-foot variance is actually the deck was just built 2 foot bigger, not actually 6 foot. There was a previous deck there that you can see in the picture that's attached. What you're looking at there is the old deck that pre-existed. So the new one comes actually 2 foot out further and 6 foot longer. And that's to allow for, they have a daughter that's stricken in a wheelchair and be able to, when they move down full time, to be able to build a handicap ramp and circle it around and give them more access at the top of the ramp to be able to maneuver her to get her inside. It doesn't impede any surrounding properties. Their driveway is more than sufficient enough to handle it. Their driveway is 4 cars wide. Okay, so it does not have that any limitations there whatsoever. It does make the property more appealing. And like I said, it's just built that little bit bigger to meet their needs.
Questions?
Is the work finished?
Yes. Reason being is I had a footer inspection, so we did build, and we went to get the final inspection. That's when it got denied.
Okay. Hmm. We hear that from time to time.
Yes.
Do you happen to have photos of what it looks like finished?
I do, but I'll gladly email them to anybody. I don't have physical.
Give me your phone. Just kidding.
actually, you could have it. I'd rather you answer than me. But so
relate to that.
I'm looking at the floor plan that was done like on graph paper. I'm assuming you drew that to get your permit. You don't have pictures, so I want to make sure I understand what exactly you built.
Yes.
Okay. So coming, I see the door. It's approximately in the center of the house. What are the lines? Are those steps coming down to the deck from the house? The lines on the top of your deck?
No. That's the actual deck boards.
That's showing deck boards. Okay. Yes. So as you exit the house, you're right on the deck. There's 12-foot by 10-foot deck. Correct?
Yes.
And then you've got, is that steps down to a lower deck?
Right here, yes. And that's a platform that's down below.
Is the platform that's down below, is that on the ground or does it have steps further?
No, it's on the ground.
Okay, so you've got, and that also has deck boards?
Yes, sir.
So it's, you've got a wood frame deck on the ground?
Yes.
Okay, so 10 by 12 wood frame deck on the top, steps down to an 8 by 8 wood frame deck on the ground. Obviously, part of that 8 by 8 includes the steps down.
Okay. The things that changed, if I may show you, is we went from steps that stretched out further, and they were only 4-inch steps versus the normal 3 steps, 4 steps. And then this, we just brought this way, and we brought this out just a little bit here. This was all, this platform here was existing before.
Okay, so you didn't build that. That was already there.
That was existing.
Okay, you just built the 10 by 12 section and the steps down.
Yes, sir.
Okay, and the 10 by 12 section has a roof over it.
Yes, sir.
Okay, then I see the steps are not under the roof.
No, sir.
Okay. And explain again to me how this helps with handicap accessibility.
We'll be able to wrap a handicap. We'll be able to, it's, the top part is it's easier to access to get into the house, to maneuver around. The other deck was smaller.
Okay. Are we talking about wheelchair accessibility? Is that what we're talking about?
Yes, sir.
Okay. So the 10 by 12 deck is going to give you more space to maneuver a wheelchair?
Yes, sir.
Okay. And are there plans to install a ramp, or how are they going to get the wheelchair up?
They right now are part-timers, but eventually when they move down here, yes, we would have to.
So there are plans to install a ramp?
Yes, sir.
And then once the ramp is installed, they'll have a larger platform on the top to be able to maneuver their wheelchair around?
Yes, sir.
Okay, got it. Understand now. Thank you.
Yep.
When was the deck built? Just recently?
Thank you. It's I'd have to look back now when I got the permit. It was how we found out that the variance was a problem was, we are building an addition on the back of the house, and when the guy came out to inspect it, he looked at the front, and then that's when we got in the discussion about it.
If she wants to, she wants to come forward and be sworn in.
We don't accept people speaking from the dais. If you want to come up, and you can come up if you wish to be sworn in.
Yeah.
Would you like me to tell you when the permit was issued? Would that help? November of 17th, 2023 for the deck.
Is when we got the permit?
Yes.
Okay.
Does that help?
So it last probably program. Was built in January.
Okay. How long has the house been there?
I couldn't give you the exact number of years.
But a long time.
For a long time, yeah. I've lived down here for 6 years, and it's always been there.
I got you. Okay.
County records show about 92.
Mr. Sharp?
Looking at Ms. Norwood, I just want to make sure we've got the right variance that's needed. I'm looking at the site survey that's dated June 12, 2024. It's originally from January 18, 2024, but then it was revised. And I see a deck in the front, and it looks to me like it's got 17.8 and a 17 foot from the road. I think you had said the front yard setback in this community was 25 feet.
Correct.
I think they need a little more of a variance than the 6 foot you had referenced. Right. Is that right?
Right. I just wasn't clear on the survey versus what they had written, so.
Yeah, no, I understand.
I figured we'd clear it up tonight.
And then I see a 16.5.
Correct.
Do we know what that's from? Perhaps. Sir, can you take a look? We've got it up here on the, Ms. Truitt's got this thing pulled up. So I'm just trying to figure out all the variances that are needed. So going left to right, you see it's 17.8 feet from the road to the corner of the deck there, and a little closer, it's 17 feet to the deck, and it's 16.5 feet, but I don't know if that's just to...
That's just...
Is that to a walkway?
That's just the driveway continues back past there, and then there's a flower bed. Right there, okay. To get to the house.
So there's no, is it any elevated structure, deck, anything like that?
No.
Okay.
No.
So we'd be looking at, appears to be two variances then. Now it'd be 8 feet and
7.2.
So looking at your front yard, it looks like there's a gap between the front property line and the edge of paving as noted on that site plan. Do you see that?
Front yard?
Mine looks a little different than yours.
This is all pavement across here.
Okay, just but look a little beyond there. You see Sussex Lane.
Mm-hmm.
You follow that line.
Oh, okay,
you see
gotcha.
Edge of pavement. So that area there, I presume that's where parking is, or you know.
No, looks all the parking takes place in here. That's the side of the road. So there's 3 feet between the driveway and the road.
All right, that was going to be my question.
Yes,
about
sir.
You say it's 3 feet. All right, I have no further questions. Thank you.
I got one more question. I saw on the drawing that you made a couple signatures on the side. Is that, did you have to have it approved by the HOA?
Yes, sir.
Okay, and is that their signatures okaying?
Yes, sir.
Okay. I do appreciate you coming rather than sending the homeowner here. Thank you for that.
Actually, I do have a couple more questions. Back to the survey, I don't see the distance of the dwelling from the front property line. Let's see, the porch was how deep? Was that 10 feet deep?
10 feet, yes, sir.
So at least at the porch, it would be 26 and a half and 27 feet, maybe, something like that. You don't happen to know, do you, how far the existing house is from the front?
What
it's
I can
just not
you,
shown on the survey.
What I can tell you is when I first started building down here, I was under the understanding that it was 25 foot from the center of the road. So I can tell you he's probably got 35 feet because that was taken off the center of the road when I did it. And then it's the first time that I've ever had a come up in a question or as a problem. And so that's why I know from this, you can see my line there's to the out towards the center of the road. It's not to scale, obviously, but
it looks like the house is not exactly parallel to the front property line. Do you agree with that?
Yes, sir.
So I'm sort of inferring from this survey that the right side of the house is going to be closer to the property line, and they have a 25 foot front yard setback. So it's probably pretty close. That corner's probably pretty close to that 25 foot. It's my best guess. Question for staff. Do we know if the previous little deck thing that was there was compliant, or would they have needed a variance for that?
I don't know if the previous deck only showed. I only found records on the dwelling, existing dwelling.
Okay, gotcha. All right, thank you.
Sure. Looking at this, I'm drawing a little more closely. Ms. Norwood, it would appear that 16.5 would be to the porch. I'm comparing it with the drawing that's there, and it doesn't appear that would be the flower bed. I just want to make sure we're covering all the potential variances. Ms. Truitt says she agrees. So
I don't have a copy.
What are we talking about?
Which drawing are you referring to, sir?
That one.
That one there?
When you compare it with this survey right here, you can look at me real quick. Okay.
Yeah.
You see it's 16.5?
Right.
That appears to not be the flower bed. That appears to be the porch. It's not identified on the survey, which is a problem. It makes it kind of guessing. But I'm asking you.
My answer would be, is the reason I asked for a 6 foot? Because the inspector and I, that's what
I understand what you're asking. We're trying to get it right.
Okay.
So what I'm showing is going left to right, 17.8 feet and 17 feet are the deck and those steps. But that 16.5, I'm presuming that's from the porch. That's the porch coming off there. When I look at that drawing.
I see what you're saying. You're saying it's from that corner,
you think,
right?
Would you agree that that's the porch and not the flower bed?
I'm going to agree yes if you go back. Because I thought at first maybe this might have been the pavement, but the pavement goes, trying to think here now, this is, come on to the pavement actually, the pavement would run just, if we're trying to scale it, just a little bit through there would be the pavement. And then there's the flower bed and then the house. So to me, this here is where the flower bed is.
Okay.
This is more driveway then.
But that box that's sitting there, the 16.5 goes to a box.
Do we have the other survey that was submitted?
And I'm going to say that it's not.
Gray 5th.
There's your deck there. This is the bottom one.
That's
the platform.
The bottom.
That's just the platform.
Oh.
That's okay. What that is.
So the house is squared off in the front?
The house comes straight across, yes. Yep.
Okay, but then there's a porch that comes off the front too, right?
Yes. Yes, sir.
Okay, so that's got to be that box.
That's the porch.
Yeah, that's what I'm
saying. This is the platform. Well, that's what I clarified. I said that's all the right. Porch and that's the platform.
Yeah, but you're saying it's like, all right. All right. So it appears we also need a variance.
See, the bottom one's labeled as a deck. It should be just labeled as a platform.
I got you. So it looks like we need an 8.5 foot variance as well for the
correct.
Porch. We're just trying to make sure we have it all covered here, because we have advertised for variances from the front yard setback for existing structures. So we're just trying to make sure that
yes.
One of the things is, and this is for your benefit as a contractor in the area, when we have surveys that come to us, we want them clearly defined as to what they are, what is on, like, because this is what we get. You know, we got this packet. We're not out on the site. So we want it clearly defined what the structure is and how far it is from property line.
Well, I will say this has been a learning experience for me.
Yeah. Hopefully you're not back before us. So, but when we look at this stuff, this is what's helpful. So I just wanted to make that clear to you.
Okay. I have no further questions. Thank you. You may have a seat, sir, if that concludes your presentation. Is anyone present who would like to speak in favor of this case? Is anyone present who would like to speak in opposition to this case? Anything else from the board? At this time, I'll close the public hearing for case 12968 for Mr. Robert Clayton. Entertain a motion.
Mr. Chairman, I move we approve case number 12968 for Robert Clayton for the requested variances pending a final written decision based upon the record made during the public hearing for the following reasons. Property's unique physical conditions due to its size and shape and the location of the existing dwelling, which do not allow for any kind of a deck or porch on the front, which is clearly needed due to a disability. Due to such physical circumstances or conditions, there's no possibility the property can be developed in strict conformity. Variance is necessary to enable reasonable use of the property. Exceptional practical difficulty is not created by the applicant. The variance will not alter the essential character of the neighborhood, and it represents the minimum necessary to afford relief.
Second.
Motion and a second. Mr. Hastings.
Aye for the reason stated.
Dr. Carson.
Aye for the reason stated.
Mr. Williamson.
Aye.
Mr. Werfel.
Aye for my reasons.
And aye too. The vote of 5-0, your case is approved.